We have a fun horror movie that has to do with teenagers, two brothers, and an impressive wax museum. I am talking about 2005's House of Wax. I am Eric Lewis, and this is Horror Spoop. How's it going, everybody? As always, I am Eric Lewis, and this is Horror Spoop. We have a fun little film to share with you, and I hope you like life-size figures and a field of rotten animals, and maybe more. By the way, before we get into this, do me a favor and follow, rate, and tell your friends about this podcast. I would appreciate that so freaking much. Now that I said that, let's get right into it. House of Wax came out May 6, 2005, and it was considered a success. This film was a remake of an older film from 1953, even though there are some big differences in plotline. With a budget of $40 million and a takeaway of $68,766,121, I would say overall it was a win for the movie company and everyone who is involved. The directing for this film goes to Juan Colacera, and you can find him directing awesome stuff like Orphan from 2009, The Shallows from 2016, as well as the 2022 DC Comics movie Black Adam, which is starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I bet you can smell what he was cooking. The writing for this film goes to three different people, the first one being Charles Belden, who was the original writer for the 1953 film. But other than that, we actually have two familiar faces as well, Chad and Carrie Hayes. They're also writers for this film, and if you remember, they are also writers in the Conjuring series. So if you want to learn more about the movies they did, go and listen to the Conjuring series and you'll hear more about them. Now that we are done talking with the people who thought of the concept, let's get an overview of the story, shall we? So, a summary is going to sound a little something like... A group of teens are unwittingly stranded near a strange wax museum and soon must fight to survive and keep from becoming the next exhibit. That is a pretty good summary, and let this be a reminder to send in your summaries on Facebook and Instagram. I might just use it in the next episode. Moving on from that, let's get a good look of our cast. First up, we have Chad Michael Murray, who plays Nick. He is a female fan favorite and also some male fan favorites as well. Don't think I forgot about you guys. You can find him in stuff like The Haunting in Connecticut 2, The Ghost of Georgia from 2013. He was also in Riverdale for 8 episodes in 2019. And also he was in the show One Tree Hill for the entire series from 2003 to 2012. My sister watched this show a lot when I was younger, so I've seen the show more than I would care to admit. But moving on, we have a reality star who did a fairly good job at this film. That person is Paris Hilton, and she plays Paige. You can find her in releases like Wonderland from 2003, Repo: The Genetic Opera from 2008, which is really good, as well as The Dog Who Saved Christmas Vacation from 2010. That last film was actually a voice acting performance that she did, so make sure to go and check those out. I'm actually a fan of Paris Hilton's whole shtick, you know? Next up is Jared Padalecki, who plays Wade. You can find him most notably in the hit show Supernatural that was on from 2005 to 2020. He is in Cry Wolf from 2005, and I have an episode of that film from November 23rd, 2021. So go and make sure to check out that episode as well. Bon Jovi is actually in that film, so go check out that film. Also, he was in the show Walker that started in 2021, and I actually believe it is still running. Next after him is Alicia Cuthbert, who plays Carly in the film, and you can find her in things like Love Actually in 2003, The Girl Next Door from 2004, as well as The Ranch from 2016 to 2020, which I believe is actually on Netflix, so go check that out. Next after her is Dalton. He is played by John Abrahams, and you can find him in stuff like Scary Movie from 2000, Meet the Parents from 20, oh my gosh, why am I saying 20, from 2000, as well as All at Once from 2016. And the last teenager is Robert Ricard, who plays Blake, and you can find him in stuff like Coach Carter from 2005, the TV show One-on-One from 2001 to 2006, as well as the TV show Meet the Browns from 2009 to 2011. Brian Van Holt plays a scary man named Bo, as well as his brother, and you can find Brian in stuff like Black Hawk Down from 2001, Cougar Town from 2009 to 2015, and also Den of Thieves from 2018. And lastly, we have a weird dude who picks up roadkill. He is played by Damon Harriman, and you can find him in things like The Square from 2008, Judy and Punch from 2019, as well as Mr. In Between from 2018 to 2021. Make sure to go and find those films and let me know if you enjoyed any of them. Now, this is how I feel about this film. This is a fun, campy type slasher. All the acting is pretty good in this. The fake town is really well made, and the wax figures are pretty freaking awesome. Some crazy scenes are stuff like the piano peeling flesh scene. The roadkill field scene is disgusting, and you can totally smell it when you watch it. If you don't like finger injuries, then you will love a certain scene in this film. The rest, of course, you will have to watch for yourself. This is a fun film to watch with your friends around the Halloween season. It's spooky, it's violent, and the kills are pretty fun to watch. For rating, I actually rate this film 6 out of 10. Let me know on the Horror Spook group on Facebook if you agree or if you don't agree. Now, for our filming locations, we got one technically, and that is the Village Roadshow Studios in Oxenford, Queensland, Australia. So to my friends in Australia, go and check that out. Those filming locations were quick and painless. Now, on to some trivia. Now let's get right into our trivia, shall we? First one being Jared Padalecki and Paris Hilton later appear together in an episode of Supernatural. The episode is also centered around a wax museum, and they even reference the movie in the episode. Go check it out, because there might even be an audio commentary and reaction from me on this episode just for Poops and Snickers. So make sure to look out for that. The town of Ambrose was constructed in 10 weeks and was modeled after a real town called Asmara. Asmara was built by the Italians in Africa during World War II, in the modern style rather than the Deco style, which was popular at that time. Again, this was made all on a studio, and that just really blows my mind. Also, make sure to go and look up pictures of that area of Asmara, because it does look very, very beautiful. Names mentioned in the script, but not in the film, are the roadkill collector, whose name is Lester, and Carly and Nick's last name, which is Jones. Chad Michael Murray, who plays Nick, in a radio interview was actually shocked to hear that the character finally had a last name, and said that it was an ongoing debate on set whether they had a last name and what that might be. In an interview, Paris Hilton was asked if the scene where Dalton, who is portrayed by John Abrahams, was filming her character Paige against her will, was actually a nod to her sex tape. Hilton actually responded that the scene was already in the script, and I think what she was trying to say by that was that this was already written before Paris was even cast for the part. But I don't know if that's true or not. So let me know if you actually have inside information on that. Ryan Van Holt plays both the role of Bo and Vincent Sinclair, undergoing an extensive hair and makeup transformation for the latter. And he honestly does a good job. I like how the whole situation plays out as kind of a plot twist in the film. So make sure to go check that part out, because hell yeah. The film was documented in a miniseries on MTV called Movie Life House of Wax. The series follows the cast and crew from pre-production to the film's premiere. So hopefully that will be watched by me by the time this episode comes out, because that sounds really awesome and I didn't even know that existed. The film is one of four major horror remakes that was released in 2005, the other three being The Fog, The Amityville Horror, and Chaos. I guess 2005 was a remake year, and also I've never seen Chaos, so let me know if it is worth watching. The first song in the end credits is actually a song on the film's soundtrack, Helena, from the rock band My Chemical Romance. It was released about 2 months before the film's release and was already a huge hit. The song went on to become the defining song for My Chemical Romance. I love My Chemical Romance. That's why I wanted to add this. Jennifer Connelly and Kate Winslet both turned down the role for Paige. Connelly decided instead to star in Dark Water, which is also a horror film. Do you think Dark Water was a better choice for Jennifer Connelly? Let me know what you think. On July 13th, 2021, Scream Factory released a collector's edition Blu-ray of the film. And when they release something special, then you know it's about to be a hit by everybody. And lastly, the film is the eighth horror film that John Ottman has composed. The first seven films are Snow White, A Tale of Terror from 1997, Halloween H2O 20 years later from 1998, which is a little better than people give it credits for, so shut up, and Lake Placid from 1999, who has Betty White in it, so you need to check that out. And also, Urban Legends Final Cut from 2000, Eight-Legged Freaks from 2002, which is awesome, Gothica from 2003, and Hide and Seek from 2005, respectively. The films that followed this film are The Invasion from 2007 and The Orphan from 2009, which is awesome. Now that we got through all of that trivia, let's get right into our taglines. The first one is Prey, Slay, Display. The second is The Flesh is Weak, Waxes Forever. And the third, there is a reason that they look so real. Which tagline do you think fits best for this film? Let me know on the Horror Spoop group. The end of the taglines means the end of the episode. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure to go and watch House of Wax from 2005. And make sure to stay tuned 2 weeks from now to listen to the new episode from another movie from 2005. If you are a fan of Wes Craven, then you'll be a fan of this off-the-wall werewolf movie from 2005, Cursed. Hope to see you there. Remember, I am Eric Lewis, and this is Horror Spoop. I'll see ya. Thank you so much for listening to Horror Spoop. Make sure to go follow this podcast, rate this podcast, and tell your friends about this podcast. As well, you can go to Horror Spoop on Facebook, Instagram, or you can also email me with any questions at horrorspoop@gmail.com. So please, I hope to see you again.